Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers, helping farm families succeed for 100 years.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason out of the office at the Farm Assets Conference in Normal, Illinois. However, we did catch up with Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, Don, thanks for being with us a bit early to record. Tell me about what's been happening in the southeastern United States as it relates to drought.
Well, the drought is something that got started a long time ago, going all the way back to spring and during the summer. It was just a very droughty area where the pattern set up shop to where the better precipitation was directed away. And then as we got into the tropical season, which sometimes gives some help to rains in the southeast United States, it all stayed along the coast and not inland. And now we've hit a warmer and drier than normal fall for most lower 48 states. And so that's really exacerbated the problem. And it's going to be a little bit, but we do see some hope and some help on the way. As we look ahead into the next week to 10 days and into the next couple of weeks, we do see some systems having a chance of bringing rain to the southeast United States with some weather pattern changes that will affect all North America in the next week or two.
Yeah, I know it may have changed by the time this airs, but on a Monday afternoon, what's your current assessment of how Thanksgiving looks across the U.S.?
Well, we are going to see a couple of quick-moving systems going coast to coast. One, which will be moving into the western Corn Belt during the day Tuesday and into Tuesday night and Wednesday, spreading some rain. And on the backside of the system, some snow into the Corn Belt, affecting most of the Corn Belt states. It's a quick mover. It'll move across the Great Lakes and into the northeast United States on Thanksgiving Day and the thereafter. Another system comes in behind that will be impacting the Great Lakes Saturday and Sunday with some colder temperatures. Where we see most of the weather, though, Todd, I think is going to be good news for holiday travelers, is next week. Next week, we're going to see a major change in the jet stream pattern that's going to really initiate a much colder weather pattern, especially for the central and western United States, and one that's not only colder, but a bit stormy as well.
Turn your attention to South America, where there is a weak La Nina in place. What does it mean over the long run for them at this time?
Well, right now, the La Nina is so weak, at least at this point in time, that the impacts may not be that big in terms of what will transpire. We'll have to see as the season goes along. What we're seeing in South America is the best rains in Brazil, a little bit dry in Argentina, but at the same time, we're not going to be deviating too far from normals, either in terms of temperatures or expected precipitation, both of the key growing areas of Brazil and Argentina in the coming week.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd. Happy Thanksgiving.
That, of course, is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. You thought we were done promoting meetings, but really, it's just getting started. The Illinois Farm Economic Summits are coming up, and you can sign up at the Farm Doc Daily website today if you'd like. These take place the week of December the 12th. That's a Monday in Champaign, DeKalb on Tuesday, Peoria on Wednesday. Thursday will be in Springfield, and we'll wrap up in Mount Vernon on Friday. Illinois Farm Economic Summits. Visit the Farm Doc Daily website to register today.